Hello, I'm Will Stein, and welcome to Geography Island Jams. This podcast is in the same style as the BBC Radio 4 Desert Island Disc series, whereby each episode I ask my interviewee what 8 songs, book, and luxury item they would want to take with them if they were stranded on a desert island. For rights reasons, the music has not been included in the podcast. You can find links to the 8 songs on the LSE Geography and Environment website. I hope you enjoy. Welcome to Geography Island Jams. My guest for this episode is Robin Moore. This year, Robin is finishing her degree in BA Geography, which included doing a dissertation which was titled The Attenborough Effect, an analysis of the impact of environmental documentaries on public behaviours and attitudes and how this translates into policy. While studying at the LSE, Robin spent her first year in Pastoral Hall, after which she lived in various places around Caledonian Road. She was born and raised in a little market town called Walden, which is near Cambridge. For those that know Robin, know that she is not scared to speak her mind and she stands up for what she believes is right. While she campaigns for a range of issues, she is most invested in campaigning to protect the environment. Whilst a student at the LSE, Robin has been the secretary of the Green Party Society and she also founded the Extinction Rebellion Society. Excitingly, Robin has made the decision to move to Amsterdam to try and get work with an environmental NGO. So welcome, Robin.
Hi, Will. That was such a nice introduction. Thank you.
Have fun. First, can I ask about Amsterdam? What made you want to move?
Yeah, so I can't remember. I was in a lecture and it was a global environmental governance and they said that the headquarters for WWF and Greenpeace and Friends of the Earth and all of those were in Amsterdam. And I was like, oh, kind of seems like the place for me then. And so I don't have a job or anywhere to live or know anyone, but I'm moving there this month. So yeah, we'll see.
That's pretty crazy. But you've been before.
Yeah, I've been loads before. I love it. Like, it's a great city. I think I love London so much, but it's a lot. So I'm looking forward to going somewhere that's a bit more slowed down and relaxed, which is more my vibe.
So if you could get any job in the environmental sector, is there anything which you think you're most drawn towards?
Interesting. I think I'd really, really love to work for WWF. They just do some great work, as do a lot of these other environmental NGOs, but WWF been in the game for a really long time and I love animals and there actually is quite an opportunity, you know, even though you're working in an office in the West for them, like there's quite a lot of opportunity to do overseas projects and these kind of things. So that's kind of the dream. I like to travel as well, so that'd be fun.
And then I always like to ask, do you remember, was there a moment or was it gradual for when you thought about studying BA Geography?
Oh, no, it was forever, really, I think. I very nearly did Classical Civilization, which is quite different. Yeah.
I can't see you doing that.
Yeah, I know. I was quite into it. It is very interesting. But I think I intended to do geography at uni since maybe like year 8 or year 9.
Wow.
Yeah, love geography.
And do you have a favourite topic within?
I quite like international development kind of thing. I think that's my favourite thing about geography is that it's just super pragmatic, super logical, and it's just about finding solutions to problems. And yeah, I find that international development is one of those where you can find really interesting creative solutions to really quite severe problems. So yeah, I think there's a lot more to do there.
Fabulous. So we're now moving on to the music. Can you tell me about the first song you'll be taking with you?
Yeah, so the first song is Magdalena by Sergio Mendes. This song is basically like the Cuba trip in a song for me. And we had some amazing memories in Cuba, so that one for sure.
And then brings me on to my next set of questions. But yeah, so we went to Cuba in our second year. Do you have any favorite memories or experiences from that trip?
Oh, literally the entire trip. was just so good. I think it kind of blew my mind a bit when we arrived and we weren't sure how intense it was going to be, what the work was going to be like. And I remember one of the teachers just saying, I think I asked what we had to do for that day or something. And they were like, we're just getting acclimatized. Just go to the beach, just chill out, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, I can do that. And we did exactly that. And it was great.
What about LSE as a whole? Do you have any favorite memories or experiences from your time at LSE?
No, not really. I love LSE. I love LSE, but it's, you know, a very intense place. So is, I think people, myself definitely, people do find it tricky, but there are a lot of fun experiences as well. Like a lot of the geography things, because the department does so much. And then Carol, obviously, I hate to say it, but you have to talk about Carol. But yeah, just some nice fun things.
Do you have any favourite places in London?
Yeah, I mean, Cali Road has a special place in my heart because I've always lived basically on or around Cali Road. I would not say it's one of my favourite places in London because it kind of sucks, but I am very fond of it just because I've lived there for so long. Also, South Bank, I love South Bank. There's a little arcade next to the London Eye, which has on the bottom floor like a whole bumper car thing, which is so much fun to do when you're drunk.
I didn't know that was there.
It's so cool.
Is that like permanent?
Yeah, it's there all the time on like the whole bottom floor, and there's a bar and everything. It's great.
Wow,
not a good location, but it's great.
What a thing to do post Corona. Now it'd be a bit tricky, but. I had no idea the bumper cars at the South Bank.
Yeah, very fun.
Last one before your next song. Mm-hmm. Do you have a favourite LSE meal or place to eat around campus?
No, I was a bit of a sucker for a Greg's vegan sausage roll, so I tended to go to the Hoban Greg's pretty much every day for a vegan sausage roll. I miss them so much.
Yeah, so do I. So can you now tell me about the second song you'll be taking with you?
So my second song is Young Hearts Run Free by Candy Staten, which is just a great song. Very happy and very energetic, and I love it.
So what was it like growing up in Walden? Like, how would you describe it to someone who's never been before?
Oof, so Saffron Walden is like a very old, small, quiet market town. I think that's probably about it, which sums up Saffron Walden as a whole. And the worst thing is that I didn't even live in Saffron Walden. I lived in a tiny village outside of it. So I grew up in the middle of nowhere. It was very quiet, very boring, but we made our own fun. So it's fine.
And do you have any funny or mischievous stories from when you were a kid?
I was an awful kid. I was so badly behaved when I was a kid. Oh God, I can't even think. Oh, I was, yeah, so I was like such a little weird entrepreneur when I was a kid, like really young. I was 6 or 7. And I used to kind of set up my own little businesses and charge my family quite extortionate amounts of money to use them. So I remember I would rearrange our living room, put a film on, make popcorn, like move all the seats and the sofas and everything, and then charge my family £5 to come in. I was about 7 and my family were like, you're the worst. It's our living room. But I made money though.
Yeah, well. Early signs of being an entrepreneur.
Yep, exactly.
What about, is there anyone in the world which you would say is the most beautiful place you've been to?
Yeah, Iceland, definitely. I took a gap year before I started LSE, and I think it was the first place I went on my gap year, and it's just so amazing, so beautiful. It looks like another planet, kind of.
And then what about, is anywhere in the world you're most keen to travel to?
I'd really love to go to the Galapagos Islands. I'm going to need to save up a little bit before I do, because it's so far away and so hard to get to.
But I'm going to embarrass myself, but whereabouts are they?
The Galapagos Islands, so you get to them by flying to Quito in Ecuador, and then I think they're just off the coast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. How did you find out about them?
I think it was an Attenborough documentary about some of the animals that inhabit the Galapagos Islands. And yeah, again, it's just kind of like watching something unfold on a different planet, and the wildlife is insane. I'd love to see it.
This one's obviously a lot further down the line. If you could retire anywhere in the world, do you know where it'd be?
Good one. I actually think probably Havana.
Really?
Yeah, I reckon so. It's just so, it's so hot and sunny and fun. Like, I don't want to be a boring old person who sits in their armchair all day, you know? I want to be surfing and drinking rum, so maybe
I can't see you sitting in an armchair. That's
exactly.
And can you now tell me about the third song you'll be taking with you?
Yes, okay. So the third song is Wish You Were Here by Pink Floyd, who are just my favourite band of all time.
Fabulous. So as I said before, you're not shy of speaking out and campaigning for what you think is right. Have you seen any documentaries or had any life experiences which you think has shaped your outlook on life?
Yeah, probably. I think that when I took my gap year before I came to uni, that definitely shaped my like environmental activism. I spent quite a lot of my time in Banff National Park in Canada, and was involved with a couple of projects there in terms of like protecting wildlife and urban expansion and that kind of thing. So yeah, that kind of opened my eyes to environmentalism a bit. And then recently I've been consuming as much content as I can to do with Black Lives Matter and, you know, general racism that underpins all of that. So I'm heavy on the documentaries again at the moment.
So this one might be a tricky one, but for those who maybe don't understand the importance behind the environmental movement or Black Lives Matter or other campaigns or movements, are there any, I suppose I mentioned quite a few there, but are there any documentaries which you'd most recommend watching? Definitely.
Yeah, so I think that Climate Change, The Facts by David Attenborough is a great one. Although if you haven't seen it, watch it for my dissertation, because I need people to watch it and then respond to that. So if you haven't seen it, let me know and then you can be in my dissertation. Also, Before the Flood, which is Leonardo DiCaprio's film about climate change. And then 13th is a really great documentary on the institutional racism in the United States.
I think I'm right in understanding you're most passionate about campaigning for environmental issues.
Yes.
What do you wish the government would do, or what do you wish to see happen?
So I wish that the government would do something that is anything more than performative. I know that Extinction Rebellion shaped quite a lot, the UK being the first country in the world to declare a climate emergency. But I find that our government tends to do these things and that tends to be the end of it. So it would be great if these kind of performative PR stunts were accompanied by some actual substantive change. And I think the number one priority here is to hold corporations accountable for the things that they do, and to really highlight the role that they play in that rather than blaming on the individuals.
If you were given a magic wand and could change one thing about the world, do you know what that would be?
Oh my gosh. I think I would have to bring back Obama, maybe. I feel like that would solve a lot of problems all at once. So, I miss that guy so much.
What do you think you'd find hardest to give up, alcohol or coffee?
Oh, alcohol, definitely. I've just not been able to drink for about 9 or 10 months, and it was rough. I mean, I'd probably sooner give up food, but.
And do you have a bucket list? And if so, is there anything you're most keen to do?
I do have a bucket list. It's got a million things on it, but my kind of like my dream is that I want to build my own eco homes. So that's a few years down the line yet, but I really want to build my own eco homes and have kind of like a very sustainable community of like tiny eco housing, just about as hippie as it sounds.
Oh, that sounds fun. I might be moving into that neighborhood.
Yeah, please do.
Can you now tell me about the fourth song you'll be taking with you?
Yeah, so the fourth song is Strawberry Letter 23 by Shuggy Otis. And it's just a tune. It's very chill and it's a great song.
Can you tell me about your dissertation? So what is it exactly and what did you find?
So I basically for ages have wanted to do my dissertation on something to do with David Attenborough. And then I figured out that a good way to do that would be by looking at some of his documentaries. So when Blue Planet 2 came out, I remember this huge, huge, huge hype about it. It was being mentioned in the budget speech by Philip Hammond. People were doing reports on it and analysing how it had changed consumer habits and all of these things. And it came to formulate this so-called Blue Planet effect that really, really did impact what the public desired and in turn translated into quite significant policy change and policy suggestion. So I'm doing a very similar thing, but using a different documentary, which is Climate Change, The Facts, which looks at climate change and how like public perception of this is shifting and what policymakers are doing about that.
Do you have a dish which you most enjoy to cook?
I do. So I'm vegetarian, have been vegetarian for ages, but recently have become vegan. After doing an allergy test and finding out that I'm basically allergic to everything and don't really have a choice. But so I'm trying to learn at the moment to cook some more interesting vegan dishes. And I've actually, funnily enough, just learned how to cook a vegan sausage roll from home so that I can get through the Greggs closure without dying.
Similar, but then so if you could invite anyone in the world to a dinner party, dead or alive, who would it be and why?
That's such a good question, but I'd have to say Elizabeth I. She's just wow. Cool. Yeah, I feel like Elizabeth I was one of the first British feminists. She's just strong and cool and defeated the Spanish Armada. I mean, what more can you ask for in a monarch? She's just so much more badass than any other monarch, who I don't normally care for, but she is very cool.
Do you have an idea of what your perfect day would look like?
Interesting. I think that my perfect day would have to be really sunny, really nice, summery day. Probably in Amsterdam, somewhere in nature, preferably some animals are involved, and some alcohol, a picnic. I don't know. Maybe I'll head to like, there's a big forest in the middle of Amsterdam that has like a lake and some wild animals and stuff like that. So probably somewhere like that.
Can you now tell me about your fifth song?
Yep, so my fifth song is slightly different from the others. It's How Do You Sleep by LCD Sound System. And it's kind of heavy and intense, but again, just a really good song.
Did you have any childhood ambitions growing up? And if so, are they the same as what you want to do now?
No. When I was a kid, I really, really wanted to be an actress when I was younger. And then more recently, I very much wanted to go into politics. At one point, wanted to be the prime minister. But the more I learned, the less I wanted to do that. And now can't think of anything worse. So yeah, no politics for me, and no acting either. Quite happy with my environmental NGO stuff.
So I suppose we've already touched on it, but do you have a dream job? Would it be working for one of these big NGOs?
Yeah, so that's what kind of my dream job at present is. My big dream is the little eco home empire thing. I want to start off just building one for myself and then build more and more and more. And I'll be running my own little commune basically, but it won't be like that, you know. So that's kind of the long-term dream. So I am very much looking forward to working for the NGOs now, but hopefully if I can make the eco home thing a success, and I won't need to do that forever.
When you're having a bad day, is there anything you do specifically to make yourself feel better?
I'm quite bad at doing that. I'm not very good at like getting myself out of bad mood. I tend to wallow in it a bit. But I try to, since lockdown, I try to meditate or do a bit of yoga. I'm not very good at it, but I'm trying and it helps slightly at least.
Can you now tell me about the sixth song you'll be taking with you?
Yeah, so this sixth song is Heavy Cross by The Gossip. It's a song that I remember loving when I was really young. Kind of forgot it existed for a long time, and now it's back and it's great.
Do you have any pet peeves? Anything which bothers you way more than anything else?
I don't like it when people lie. Don't like lying. That's my worst thing. If you're going to do whatever you want to do, at least tell the truth about it. But everything else, I try to ignore and let people do their thing. But lying, no.
Do you have anything, like, what would you say is the biggest risk you've taken in your life?
The biggest risk, I think, probably would be Amsterdam, I guess. Haven't taken it yet, but it's coming up. Everyone else seems very stressed out about it because I don't know anyone or anything. I mean, I don't speak Dutch. I don't have any money. I don't have a place to live. I don't have a job. But I mean, I think it'll be fine. We'll see.
Yeah, so you just got to jump in.
Yeah.
Can you now tell me about the seventh song you'll be taking with you?
So the seventh song was by special request from Cat McManus. I wanted to put in another little tribute to Cuba, so we went with the classic Copacabana by Barry Manilow.
And that is a fun one. Last few questions. Do you have a personality trait you're most proud of or grateful for?
That would have to be. I think my best personality trait is also my worst, and I'm just relentless, which is often a great thing, often also a terrible thing, but I wouldn't change it either way. I'm definitely relentless, and I won't be stopping that anytime soon.
Do you have any life accomplishments you're most proud of?
No, not really at all. I just am kind of plodding my way through life and seeing what happens, but no, not particularly. Did not achieve much at all at LSE other than my my Greta Thunberg award from the geography department. That's about it.
And if you could go back in time 5 years, is there anything you wish you could tell yourself?
Probably would tell myself to just calm down. Like, I was, yeah, actually, no, I wouldn't. That's not true. I was about to say, like, I was a very stressed out teenager, blah, 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 but that's just not true. Like, I still didn't do any work or anything. What advice would I give myself? That's so hard.
Just like 5 years would have been 2015. So that's just, yeah, the beginning. It would have been beginning of the gap year.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, super cliche. Obviously, you don't judge me, but just like be true to yourself. I know everyone says that, but I mean, it's true, right? You're going to have to be yourself anyway, so you might as well do it all of the time and be honest about it and own it.
And then finally, do you have a favourite thing about being at the LSE?
No, I don't. I mean, I do love LSE, but in the way that you love, you know, like that weird friend or cousin or someone who's kind of annoying and you love them because you have to, but you kind of don't. It's that kind of relationship. So I do love it, but I won't miss it, I think.
Probably. But is there any aspect, you know, some people say the location, some people say they like the speciality.
True. I mean, I loved being in London. It was great being in London. And I really loved the international vibe of LSE. It was really fun. So now, I mean, most of my friends are not British. And beforehand, I had about two who were anything other than British. So it's been really, really nice to meet people and understand cultures better, and also have several places to stay around the world when we can fly and travel again. So I'm very grateful for that element.
Can you now tell me about your eighth and final song?
Yeah, so my eighth and final song had to be Voulez-Vous by ABBA, for reasons that I don't even need to describe. It's just the best.
Amazing. Cody, you've got one hell of a playlist going with you. If I'm going to any island, it's going to be yours. I can tell you that for sure. Yeah, so the last part, you're allowed to take with you the Bible, the beverage report, and a book of your choice. Do you know what book you would take with you?
Oh, gosh, I forgot to think about that one in advance. I think I would have to say 1,000 Splendid Suns by Khaled Hosseini. Reluctant to say that because it's so, so sad. Like really, really heartbreaking. So it took me about 3 weeks to read it because I kept getting too upset. But it's a great book and it's my favorite book. So it's the one that I would take with me, even if it did make me cry all the time.
I suppose you got cracking playlist to cheer you up afterwards.
Yeah, very true, very true. Balance the emotions.
And then finally, but by no means the least, what will your luxury item be?
My luxury item. Can you take like a game as a luxury item?
I guess. What game are you thinking?
This is such a terrible shout for luxury item, but I was going to say Uno. I feel like that's a bad idea though, isn't it? Probably.
Well, you know, if it keeps you entertained, I think you'll be the only one playing, but you know, still.
Well, that would be an awful idea. You can't play Uno with yourself.
Could find a way. You've got a lot of time, I guess, but
actually I know.
Go on.
Again, a terrible shout.
What was that?
I was gonna say I'd take my sewing machine. There would not be a whole bunch to sew, and
we could, you know, I'm sure of that. We could try and find a way to give you an infinite amount of sewing materials.
I would take my sewing bag, which is stocked with material, so that I can make clothes for myself that no one else will ever see, I suppose, which is a terrible shout, but I like sewing, so.
Fab. And then with that, that means we're done. So thank you very much, Robin, for telling me about your Geography Island jams.
Thank you so much for having me, Will. It's been fun.